trying to keep cool in the brutal heat of midday. Anywhere else in the world, and this would be a happy scene. But these people, from the temperate and mainly cool Swat Valley, are finding life as refugees under canvas tough. Temperatures are already 45 degrees Celsius here. In the mountains of Swat, the average is 25 degrees. Iqbal Essen is typical of many. A rickshaw driver, he helps support a family of 30. Here he struggles to cope, his face sunburnt.
We are from the Swat Valley where it's milder. This heat is punishment for us. My children have been sick. I just want to go home. I had to leave half of my family in Swat. I don't know whether they're alive or dead.
And Iqbal is not alone. The heat here is punishing enough, but now frustration is setting in. These people have come to the main camp office to complain of their conditions. They're not getting enough fans, enough mattresses, and that's causing anger. Despite the anger, charities are battling to help. This is the Umma Welfare Foundation, a British organisation. On average, Dr. Noor Akbar sees an incredible 200 to 500 patients during his daily six-hour surgery.
People here say they feel like they've been pushed into hell. Because of the heat, we're seeing young children with skin diseases like scabies, we're seeing diarrhea. We need more medicines and more help here. The medicines we do have are spoiled by the heat because we just don't have the right storage facilities, which take time to build.
Dehydration is the most common illness. Putting people on saline drips, the best cure. There are few indicators as to how long Pakistan's fight with the Taliban will continue. But for these people from the valleys of Pakistan, their main battle in the coming months will be with the elements. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Sheikh Yassin Camp, Northwest Pakistan.